ladies and gentlemen, it is a honor and a pleasure to me to open this session by extending a deferential welcome to Your Holiness to this meeting in the capital of our country, the city of Amsterdam. In behalf of the organizations which are responsible for the arrangement of this meeting, namely the Netherlands Buddhist Center, the Theosophical Society, the Sufi Movement, and the Tibetan Aid Fund, I welcome all of you, expressing our joy that so many of you have come to hear the teachings of His Holiness the Dalai Lama about the message of Buddhism in the world of today. Your Holiness, after the Second World War, Her Majesty the Queen of the Netherlands endowed the city of Amsterdam with the device of three words, the last of them being barmhartig, that is to say merciful, full of compassion. Mercy and compassion indeed have been essential features of a town which has cared for the underdog, has tolerated the dissidents, has given hospitality to the persecuted. Compassion, karuna, being an essential feature of the message of the Buddha, all of us are most grateful to you that you are willing to address us today. May I ask you, Your Holiness, to deliver your message?
In the end, Kasore, Theosophical and Sopati, Nan the Dialing, Washington Manguchatusre, Chi Sopatina, Chitain, the Samlu Chipigata, Kuyanguche, the new Miji Dewa, Duyalia, Chi, Da, Manzu has a tenem me, the decision put to the check, the teaching the damn the Yoda, the Zute, the Kaini Susuka, Gopt Sambe, Da Laling Kenny.
In the past also, I've known many friends from the Theosophical Society, and I've always had admiration for the liberal thinking that the Theosophical people connected with the Theosophical Society have. And I'm once again very happy that I'm able to meet old friends and people in this field who consider the importance of the true sense of practice of various kinds of religion. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank you once again for the warm reception that I have received. And in particular, I would like to thank the people of Holland for the sympathy and help that you have extended to my people.
I would also like to take this opportunity to thank you once again for the warm reception that I have received. And in particular, I would like to thank the people of Holland for the sympathy and help that you have extended to my people.
I've been asked to say something about the message of Buddha, and in this field I think that along with the modern progress that we have made, although we have made much modern progress, I feel that the problems that existed or that were confronted by man over 1,000 years ago still is being faced by man today. And
직전 더동 더케세 주주디 나도 남자 차드야지다 신나 차시야지.
Perhaps today even we are more worse than the period that have passed behind.
근데 인사다 modern science technology 지고 있다 다야메 되지.
Therefore it is clear that modern science and material progress alone is not sufficient.
We as a human being, we have, you see, how to say, physical and mind. So we have, I mean, two kinds of problem, physical problem or mental problem. Of course, through science and technology, we have great the comfort in what, physical.
We achieve great comfort through these.
But for mental peace, still very, very important, these, I mean, different, great, great teaching you are reading.
The great past teachings are still very important for mental peace. Now, for example, Sunil says, if I were to say something about Buddhism, I'm not sure what particular subject would be suitable or would be of interest to you all. So I will first explain something connected with my own personal experience.
Now, compare physical and mind. Mind is much more important than physical. Now, when we are facing certain problem, if our, let's say, the mental attitude towards the problem,
if our mental attitude towards the problem is correct and logical, even if two people face the same problem, the person with the right attitude can endure it, bear the problem much better.
Law of karma.
And in this respect, as in Buddhism and as in some other religions, there is this theory of the law of karma.
Now, this helps very much, because when we are facing certain problem, if we believe or accept the law of karma, that all these things happened due to our own karmic laws or the
forces.
Karmic forces. Then from this point of view, hold main responsible lying on yourself, not on others. So this makes you, I mean, kasureta, dungedi essential pendoji.
This enables you to bear the problem or the difficulty better.
And it makes the hatred to cool down.
It lessens the hatred.
Now, second thing, now, the Daka Sore, Siva Kualia, Yeshinjela, Dungagaran, she is in that teaching.
The other point is that as long as you are in the circle of samsara, that there is always suffering.
The birth circle, so.
The circle of birth. As long as you are in the circle of birth, you have to, there is suffering.
So you see, all the existence of this samsaric thing essentially nature of suffering. So this teaching also very much helpful for me when we are facing certain problems. You see, I mean, if you realize, oh, this is the nature, this is not something,
that this is not something unnatural or something which cannot happen. When you realize or recognize that by nature itself that there is suffering, then it makes it easier for you to accept it. Again, when you look from these points of view, it may seem that the very outlook is very pessimistic or up. That you are not only a pessimistic but a pacifist, that you only have the intention of bearing it and of trying to endure it. This is not so. The accumulation of these karma, the actions, has been accumulated by yourself. Since if you have accumulated good karmic forces, the results are to be good, and if you are to accumulate bad karmic forces, the results are to be bad. Therefore, it's a clear indication that the control over the karmic forces also lies in yourself.
This is the reason Buddha said, "You are your own master." Chazanga, ta karbeju chawarslamna dungeju chungdu zane disuasenche. Ine zawa dawa dungeju rangga lagol yeba insa ta.
Therefore, what we should do is, when we are confronted with difficulties or problems, we should be able to bear it. At the same time, we should make the efforts to try and avoid these problems or difficulties, because you have the power to do it by making your efforts by yourself.
These things the Mahayana the Hinayana Jala
Jibushe. These are taught both in the Mahayana and Hinayana.
Now the Mahayana Che Labhina.
Now if I were to speak according to Mahayana.
Now this. You must think that all other sentient being, not only human being, all sentient being, just like you, I mean, let's say, that dewa kandijini, that dewa be chamujini, that gogeyo, that dewa chambujini, that si kazeyine kasorbege, that chamishibajini, dewa jini gogeyo, dungin chunjujini mindewege, that di nejezamujibajaka.
Just like us, just like myself, wanting happiness to whatever extent it is possible, and not wanting suffering, no matter how small it may be. This feeling is same just as I have with all the other sentient beings.
Now, that kagre majority esla na, minority kagre majority kagre esla na.
Now. If you were to ask the question, which is the majority and which is the minority?
You are minority, one self, one kasur, one being. The other, limitless. So there is no question, the other is much more important than you. And now, that's the top down to the TV. Rang le dewa yong ya da, dung se ya, top down yueba, di cha zang si xian tam jia liu da.
Now, if you are also to consider from the point of view of
rights,
the rights of the sentient beings, just as you have the right to want happiness and to avoid suffering, so do all the other sentient beings.
The dung se tuya da, dewa tuk tuya di, rang le, kisi di jueba yin a possibility, jueba yin a din a si xian da, tam lo possibility di yorwa da.
Therefore, if you have the possibility to attain or achieve happiness and avoid suffering. Similarly, the others have the same possibilities.
The possibility is the theory of shunya.
And, no.
Sorry. This is the
To achieve this possibility.
No. I mean, reasoning to this sorry, possibility is the possibility. Possibility,
the reason for this possibility
or the basis of this possibility
the basis for the reason of this possibility is shunya.
This is something else da thengye la moga cha
this is something else which on which he would not like to elaborate.
It's quite deep and complicated thing and it will necessary many explanation, so the time will not permit. Now you see, that the kasore rang da ta dewan de tungye minde ba rang da tsung ba yi chik. Tungye se ya ta pike kasore dewa chub ya ka top dan yi ba yi chik. Ini possibility ye tingye chik ba chik tuan ne ta majority dur yun du shen di sha ma cha suan.
Now if you take three points together, the wish or desire of wanting happiness and of avoiding suffering, just as you have it, all the other sentient beings also similarly have these wishes. Secondly, the right to achieve this and avoid it, just as you have it, the others also have it. Third, the possibility, just as you have it, the others also have it. Now, if you were to consider the whether you are in a minority, if you can compare the importance of yourself with the others, the others are much more important.
Now, from this, the conclusion is that it is worthwhile to sacrifice your own benefit for the benefit of other. Now, if you trained this kind of looking for other, then true sense of compassion, true sense of love for other, respect for other will grow. This is most important thing. Now you say something, now some problem happened or some tragedy, occurred. Immediately, the point or the
immediately you are to point at yourself.
Not for other. It makes you, it makes you more,
it gives you much more peace of mind and calmness. You would not be bothering others or harassing others.
If something bad happened, immediately if you point on the responsible for other, then you see your anger or hatred, all jealousy, all these bad thoughts increase. And due to that, you yourself also feel not happy at all. For example, if you, in order to get something,
if you were very agitated, leave alone anything else, you would not even have a proper sleep.
So that is ultimately hurt yourself, not for others. It hurts you. And also for other, if you 가소래 develop or increase bad thoughts, then your neighbors, your friends also feel disturbed. So if just opposite, no. All bad things blame on yourself, and respect for other, love for other. If you doing like this, then you see, if you 가소래 다 밀리니 파대요 소신이 기도가.
His holiness is, it makes the others also, it leaves others at peace as well as yourself.
This is the essence of Mahayana. This
is the essence of Mahayana. On the basis of this, the development of true friendship, brotherhood, is something which is essential in all the religions. Although these things are taught in religion, the need for these is for man. To achieve this peace of mind or calmness, religion contributes towards that. But in order to achieve this calmness or peace of mind, it is not necessary that the person himself must be a follower of religion.
So, it seems to me, these things, these inner qualities, are real human quality. If you have these, you see, and compassion, and love for other, respect for other, in correct, honesty, humble.
Humility.
If you have these things, then you can call real human being. The anger or attachment or these bad things are because common with animals, like tiger or these things. So
if we want to be a real good human being, these qualities, you must possess these qualities.
If we have these qualities, then there will be, less problem. Problem which created by man himself. Today, we have many problems. Certain problems due to by nature. These things we must face it. But certain problems due to our own misbehavior. Or you see, something bad thought. Due to that, we created lots of trouble. For example, you see, idealism or different faith or different idealism, different system, you see, different many different things. Actually, these are the method to achieve kasore, the goal, which is happiness. Miti.
Happiness for man.
For man. So it is nice, in order to get happiness for mankind, these methods, different methods, adopt. If benefit of human being, kasore, sacrifice for these methods, then it is wrong.
His Holiness says, these methods, His Holiness was explaining about the systems and different ideologies, and he feels that these are meant for mankind in order to achieve happiness, and not man for these systems. Therefore, if man's achievement of happiness is to be sacrificed for the systems, this is wrong. These are just my opinion.
In any case, now conclusion. conclusion is, now present this world atmosphere, it is worthwhile to improve our inner development, inner peace. This is highly necessary and worthwhile to try it. So this is my main aim, to visit in this part of the world and try to meet different people and exchange different ideas. Of course, I know when we are talking these nice words, it's easy, but implement is rather difficult. But it's worthwhile to try it. So I'm trying. In this field, I'm hoping all of you, kasore kaza tupdu ta ane ngazu dinesik ta mingi yete beti duyalia samon lao kasore ta chi ta kasore moral support team ta samon lao chi effort ya ma rawa chi.
It is my hope that all of you here will also support and make attempts to try and achieve this goal.
다 되는지 맨다 아니 다들 나래 다 experience 터는지 영단다 퉁주들이 쉬우리.
These are just some of the points that I wanted to express which I have experienced.
다음으로 now that can so so question 드리겠나요? 이거다 쉬우.
And I have nothing more to say, and if you have any questions, I would be happy to answer them. Thank you.